With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Consumer prices rose less than expected last month. The Consumer Price Index was up 2.7% from a year ago, continuing a trend of declining prices. That ties in with President Trump's speech to the country last night, which he said his administration has done a lot to reverse the inflation brought on by massive government spending under the Biden administration.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast. Let's look at the facts. Under the Biden administration, car prices rose 22% and in many states, 30% or more. Gasoline rose 30 to 50%. Hotel rates rose 37%. Airfares rose 31%. Now under our leadership, they are all coming down and coming down fast.
The U.S. government now admits an air traffic controller and an Army helicopter pilot had roles in causing that deadly collision last January that killed 67 people.
In an official response to the first lawsuit filed by one of the victims' families, the government says the actions of an air traffic controller and the Army helicopter pilot played a role, and the government itself is liable. Authorities have said the helicopter was flying higher than allowed when it collided with the American Airlines regional jet as it was landing.
And that is correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. A break in the rain in Washington state, but now the work of tallying up the damage really begins. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson telling ComoNews.com.
The impact on our infrastructure, for example, is profound. You know, there's just really no way to sugarcoat that. And frankly, we don't really even know the full scale of the impact when it comes to our infrastructure and what we're facing until we see those waters finally recede and get a chance to really evaluate what the situation is.
Stocks are booming on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by 452 points. This is SRN News. A new study takes a look at the question, why do people reject their religious faith?
They are generally referred to as the nuns, atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds the most common reason people cite for rejecting faith is that they believe they can live moral lives without God. Other reasons for turning against religion include bad experiences at church, distrust of faith leaders, and the idea that one can be spiritual without being religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in California are investigating an attack on Hanukkah decorations outside a home in the Redlands. Security camera footage shows that someone in a car drove up to the house and shot at the decorations with what appears to be a pellet gun and shouted, quote, "Free Palestine," along with some anti-Semitic slurs. The Anti-Defamation League of California has released a statement calling the vandalism another dangerous act of violence. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a Wall Street Business Report.
Inflation slowed last month, with consumer prices rising 2.7% from a year ago, according to the Consumer Price Index. The November price report was delayed 8 days by the federal government's 43-day shutdown. Today's report gives investors, businesses, and policymakers their first look at the CPI since the September numbers were released on October 24th. The Bank of England has cut its key interest rate for the first time in 4 months, amid signs the persistent inflation that has plagued British consumers and businesses is starting to ease. The base rate is being reduced by a quarter point to 3.75%. India has signed a comprehensive economic partnership agreement with Oman, India looking to blunt the impact of steep U.S. tariffs. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.